Hello everyone and happy Friday. Well, the Australian share market is in positive territory again today, bouncing back from some losses on Thursday. We've got the ASX 200 up about 0.5%, so just shy of that 7,400 point mark. But we did actually crack through just briefly those that 7,400 point level earlier this morning for just the second time on record. So what this basically means is that we're very close or just shy of those record highs hit both on Tuesday and Wednesday. And as long as we can avoid a decline of about 1.2%, for the remainder of the day, this is going to be the fifth straight week of gains for our market. So the best run that we've had so far in 2021. And this is despite quite a choppy session from global markets last night. Now today, mining and energy stocks continue to be the big weight for a third consecutive day. Has a bit to do with commodity prices, which have taken quite a hit recently due to a strengthening US dollar, which tends to be a negative for commodity prices. So one of the reasons why the US dollar has jumped about 2% in 2 days and keeps the Aussie near the weakest levels it's been since the start of 2021 is that the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, just a day ago essentially brought forward its expected date for when it could start raising interest rates. So gold was down 4.5% and many of the other gold, base metals rather, were down between 2.5% and about 3% as well. So losses across all that resource space. The banks are also down, but they're only falling for the very first time this week. And we had CBA hitting a record high yesterday, and a number of the other major banks have also hit either multi-year or close to hitting multi-year highs as well recently. Also a big day for Woolies today because investors are voting on the demerger of its drinks business Endeavour Group. And if they vote in favour of that split, it will basically split Woolies and Endeavour Group into two separate organisations and listed companies on the market. And at the moment, it looks like Endeavour could make its debut on the market on Thursday if the vote goes to plan. Outside of that, there are plenty of winners today. Certainly tech stocks are standing out. Again, we've got after pay up 7, NextDC up approximately 4%. Bubs Australia is up 28% today. Now, the infant formula maker in an announcement this morning essentially announced its entry into the US market and it struck a deal with Walmart. So it'll be selling at least two of its products starting in September on its website. BetMakers is up 11.5% and it was in a trading halt yesterday. So it's back online again today and it's just confirmed that it's completed the acquisition of Sportex Racing Tote and digital assets in the US, in the UK and Europe. So this is all part of its plan to accelerate its growth overseas. The Aussie dollar finally is weaker at 75.5 US.